We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. BB Shea's in here.
What's up, y'all?
Andy is a player here today on the Big Money Celebrity Pyramid. Andy, do you want Biggie, Chris Dem, or BB Shea to be your partner?
Chris Dem, please.
Christopher Merriweather Dem will be partnered up with you. Brian, you get to go next. You can have BB Shea or Biggie. Who you got? Are you there, Brian?
Biggie.
Yeah, taking Biggie. All right, Biggie is the choice today. And now we have Beth Ann. Beth Ann, you and BB Shea will be partnered up here.
Sounds good.
All right, here's what happens. We have six categories, seven words in each category. You have 30 seconds to get these players to say all of them or do as best you can through two rounds. Whoever gets the most right is a winner. Here are the categories. Everybody Wants a Slice, A Better Mix, Cartoon Triumph, Chef's Kiss, Training Day, and Witchy Woman. You can have any one of those you'd like. Chris Dem, you get to choose first.
Andy and I will start with Chef's Kiss, please.
Chef's Kiss. These are things used often by a gourmet chef. Things that a gourmet chef would use. Andy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
30 seconds. If you hear a mistake, you hear this. Cuckoo. And move to the next. On your mark, get set, go.
What do you cut things with?
Oh, wait a minute. The music is off. I'm sorry. That's the second day in a row.
2 days in a row.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yesterday we lost a player because of
my
this.
My God, you're right. Okay, we'll start again. On your mark, get set, go.
This is what you cut with.
Right.
Yes. This is what Kelly smokes on the weekend.
Weed?
No, you put soup in it. A big?
Oh, a bowl.
A bigger.
Pot.
Yes. This is what you put cereal in. Kelly also smokes these.
Bowl.
Yes. You wear this to keep stuff off your clothes.
Apron.
Yes, you make smoothies in these.
Blender.
Yes, this is what you use. Oh, it's a piece of wood that you have to slice stuff on.
Cutting board.
Yes, and this is what you use to creme brulee.
Blowtorch. Okay. Blowtorch at the last. Six. Good recovery after pot. And I'm glad he didn't get that to start. That clue was offensive to me.
Pot and bowl.
Twice.
You were asking for
in
it.
A row. I guess I was.
And we all know at this point he eats his weed.
I eat it. All right, Brian and Biggie go next. Chris Dem has a six with Andy. Biggie, you can have Everybody Wants a Slice, A Better Mix, Cartoon Triumph, Training Day, or Witchy Woman.
Let's try Training Day.
Training Day. These are things associated with a train. Mm. A train. T-R-A-I-N. Brian, Biggie will have 30 seconds to describe these seven things associated with a train. Are you ready, Brian?
Yes, sir.
On your mark.
Let's go.
Get set. Go.
This is what the train is on.
The tracks.
Yes. This is the person who drives the train.
Engineer.
Nope. Another word for engineer.
Oh, pass.
Pass. Okay. This is where it pulls into and stops at different towns.
Depot.
No.
Depot.
Another word for depot. Jesus. No.
Station.
Yes. This is the back of the train, the very back car.
Caboose.
Yes. This is what they blow when it's pulling into the station.
Whistle.
Yes. This is the... like a flat area of the stage.
Platform, and you had trouble on conductor. Conductor was the one. Four there. I gave you credit for one you did not get. I apologize. 6-4 is the score. We go to Beth Ann and BB Shea. BB Shea, you can have Everybody Wants a Slice, A Better Mix, Cartoon Triumph, or Witchy Woman.
Now let's do Everybody Wants a Slice.
These are words that complete the phrase, a slice of blank. Words that complete the phrase, a slice of blank. Are you ready, Beth Ann?
Oh, gracious, yes.
30 seconds. On your mark. Get set. Go.
Domino's, Papa John's, they make?
Pizza.
Yes, this is what you have on your birthday. There's icing?
Cake.
Yes, Gruyere, Swiss, cheddar.
Cheese.
Yes, apple, pecan, pumpkin.
Pie.
Yes, sourdough, wheat, rye. Yes, that comes from a pig, not bacon, but?
Ham?
Yes, I am
sausage.
I'm living this, a slice of...
life?
Yes.
7 out of 7, slice of life.
Nice job.
Nice, 7 out of 7, you have the lead, 7-6-4. Nicely done, and I like the way you rolled through those foods.
That was well done.
Yeah, Gruyere, good opener.
Thank you.
Couldn't believe it. Thought for sure you'd say, like, cheddar.
Cheddar.
Man goes Gruyere. Sometimes he shows you that side of himself.
Yeah, he's got a little...
I love that. That's why I love you. Even though...
I'm living this a lie.
And I'd stop saying that before HR has a conversation with you. Hey, it's getting weird, man.
Okay, Brian, you get to choose next. You are in last place. You have 4 points. You can have A Better Mix, Cartoon Triumph, or Witchy Woman? Which would you like?
Cartoon Triumph, please.
Cartoon Triumph. These are things associated with The Simpsons. Things associated with okay. The Simpsons.
All right.
All right. He has 30 seconds. You need to post a good score here. You're down by 3 after the first round. Biggie has 30 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
This is the sun.
Bart.
Yes. This is the color of their skin.
Yellow.
Yes. This is the network The Simpsons is on.
Fox.
Yes. This is the dad.
Elmo?
Yes. This is, you eat these, they're round Krispy Kreme.
Donuts.
Yes. This is the town where it is set. Blank, oh, Illinois. Pass.
Oh, I did.
This is the beer he drew. I said beer. Yeah. That's
sorry. Right. Duff Beer was the last one. 5 there, and you get a 9. Springfield is where it's set. And
they go out of the way, by the way, to never say the state.
I know. It's
well, I was trying to use it
I know
as
what
just
you're saying.
No, yeah. I know that, but yeah.
I think it's funny.
I do too. And I just read, oh, great trivia coming. Springfield is in 34 states, but it's the second city. There's one city that is more more popular. We'll reveal it to you before the end of the show.
Okay.
Would you stick around?
Sure.
Stick around.
Okay. All right.
In fact, I got 2 good pieces of trivia for you today.
All right. All
you'll love these. You've been stumping me lately on trivia. Chris Dim and Andy are next. Andy, you can have A Better Mix or Witchy Woman. Which would you like?
Better Mix.
A Better Mix. Okay. These are things you mix. Things you mix. Okay. Andy, you're down by only 1 here after round 1, and you need 3 to stay in the game for sure. Chris Dim will have 30 seconds to describe these things you mix. On your mark, get set, go.
Lettuce, dressing, stuff in a bowl.
Salad.
Yeah. Benjamin Moore.
Pink.
Yes. This is another word for concrete. It's a sidewalk is...
Cement.
Yes. Chocolate, vanilla, the ice cream and milk together is a... Shit.
Milk
should, you get at a bar. It's not beer, not wine. It's mixed.
Mixed drink.
No.
Cocktail.
Yes. You make pancakes out of this before you pour it onto the...
Batter.
Yes. And this is what you eat when you're out hiking.
Ooh. Trail mix. Oh, milk, you know.
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry.
I'm sorry, Andy.
That's a 5. You got 11.
I cost him the tickets.
That eliminates Brian, and that means BB Shea will have a chance here. If you get 4, you tie, and 5, you win with Beth Ann. Witchy Woman, these are things associated with a witch. Things associated with a witch. Beth Ann, are you ready?
Let's do this, BB Shea.
All right.
4 ties it, 5 wins it. On your mark, get set. Go.
This is what witches ride.
Broom.
Yes, this is what they wear on their head.
A hat.
Yes, this is the animal that they're associated with. Black.
Cat.
Yeah, this is the color of grass.
Green.
Yes, there's a movie with where they're off to see the Yellow Brick Road movie.
Wizard of Oz.
Yes, if they put somebody under a trance, they cast a... Yes. This is what grows on their nose. They're big and they're...
Wart.
Yes.
7 out of 7. That guy...
Unstoppable.
Nailed it. Unstoppable
nice
today.
Both of you guys.
14 for BB Shea and Beth Ann, defeating Andy and Chris Dim. They had 11. Biggie and Brian had 9. Good game, everybody. You got there was no... It didn't matter that Chris
didn't matter.
Because you got
BB,
7.
BB, nice job.
Well played. That's it. We'll play again tomorrow. You're coming back in here tomorrow. Oh, you're staying.
Oh, yeah. I'll stick around.
Yeah,
why not?
Man, I got it. Nice piece of trivia coming
up. Oh, am I finally getting fired? Hold on.
I'm glad you're here for this.
Yeah, I've been slowly removing stuff through the past few months. It shouldn't take me long. I had asked that you call me at home so I don't come in, but I know legally I probably have to sign something.